لم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he told him that the laws of Islam are too much for us. So tell me something that is comprehensive that I can hold on to. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah. This man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he wasn't complaining. And when he said the laws of Islam have become too much for us, he's talking about the voluntary actions. But the mandatory, the obligatory actions are not a lot. Aside from the five pillars and taking care of our roles and responsibilities towards our parents, our families, and other than that, and at the same time having the basic level of understanding, knowing how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are all the mandatory actions. And we're all required to perform them. There is no excuse. And we see the beauty of Islam that aside from the obligatory actions, there's so many voluntary actions that we can do to take our relationship with Allah to the next level. From visiting the sick, to reciting the Quran, to making dua, to starting charitable projects. All these things are means to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody can do all of it, considering that we have to go out and learn and earn and take care of our families, all these other things. It becomes difficult to do all these other actions except for the one who Allah has favored and given the ability to do so. And this man, he actually asked a very intelligent question. That what is something that is easy to do, is comprehensive, and there's tremendous benefit in it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning that always be in the state of remembering Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ told him something that he can do it any and everywhere. While we're waiting in line, while we're driving, while we're shopping, while we're doing other things, while we're hanging out with people. When others are talking, we can be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while this is something that is easy to do, it's also easy not to do it. And this was the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Aisha radiallahu anha said that he was always in the state of remembrance. He was always remembering Allah in every situation. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions in his book Al-Wabil al-Sayyib over 100 benefits to remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will look at three of these benefits. From them is that the remembrance of Allah wards off shaitan, protects us from shaitan. Allah tells us in the Quran,
مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ.
Allah tells us to seek refuge in him from the retreating whisperer. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that shaitan, he clings onto the heart, he hangs onto the heart, he rests in the heart. And when the heart is neglectful, when it does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is when shaitan whispers in the heart. This is his opening to get through and mislead us. But when the heart remembers Allah, when we remember Allah, this is when shaitan retreats. He has no entry at this time. And this remembrance of Allah, it cleans and purifies our heart. And when the heart becomes pure, we see that we naturally gravitate towards remembering Allah and doing the acts that he loves. And this is a means to soften the heart. A man came to Hassan al-Basri and he complained. He said that, you know, I have hardness in my heart. So Hassan told him, أَذِبْهُ بِالذِّكْرِ, that melt this hardness with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the benefits of dhikr is that it brings upon the salah of Allah and his angels upon us. Allah tells us in the Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا.
Allah is calling the believers, he's calling all of us to remember him a lot. He does not set a limit, he tells us to remember him all the time. And he tells us to glorify and exalt him during the morning and the evening. This is the best time to remember Allah, the beginning of the day and towards the end of the day.
وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
And he tells us that he sends the salah upon the believers and the angels. The salah from Allah upon us is that he mentions us with praise and he sends his mercy upon us. And the angels, they make dua for us to get the mercy and for forgiveness. And the one who receives the salah of Allah and the angels, this individual is the one who has truly succeeded. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions that this salah is not for everybody, but it is for those individuals who remember Allah a lot. It is for these individuals, those who are constantly remembering Allah, those who remember Allah with their hearts, by reflecting and pondering over the verses of Allah, the signs of Allah. They remember Him with their tongues. And they stick to the things that are legislated by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Astaghfirullah. These are the ways to remember Allah. We don't invent anything new, but we do that which was narrated to us from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they remember Allah with their limbs by adhering to the commandments, by obeying Allah, by obeying the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are all forms of remembrance. By reciting the Quran, the greatest remembrance is reciting the Quran. And those individuals who remember Allah a lot, these are the ones who get the salah of Allah and the angels. And Ibn al-Qayyim says, the one who gets the salah of Allah, is there any good that they will not get? Is there any evil that they will not be protected from? And from the benefits of dhikr is that it gets us mentioned by Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran,
فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ.
Allah tells us to remember Him and He will remember us. And to be grateful to Him and not to be ungrateful to Him. Now take a moment and imagine that somebody you really look up to, it could be an athlete, a celebrity, a YouTuber, anyone. And this person mentions you. And not only that, they mention you on social media. They give you a shout out. And all of a sudden, millions of people know who you are. How would you feel? And this is just a human example. But imagine Allah, the King of Kings, the one who has everything, the one who controls everything, the one who we turn to for all our needs. Everything we have is from Allah. He is Al-Ghani, the independent. He needs nobody. But we are the people who are completely dependent. And we are so needy. But yet Allah tells us, if you remember me, I will remember you. Allah remembers us. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us in a hadith Qudsi that Allah said that whoever remembers me within themselves, then I remember them. And whoever remembers me in a gathering, I remember them in a better gathering. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he mentions that if this was the only benefit of dhikr, then it would be more than enough. Because Allah is mentioning us. The King of Kings, the Almighty, the one who controls everything is remembering us, the weak, the needy. And we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during times of ease. Because when things get difficult, then Allah will remember us and will take care of our needs. And this is such a simple and easy thing to do. But yet its benefit and its reward is so great. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that should I not tell you of something that is from the best of your deeds and the most pleasing to your Lord, and that which will elevate you tremendously in your ranks, and is better than you spending gold and silver for the sake of Allah, and striving in the true jihad where you strike your enemy and they strike you. And the companions, they wanted to know that what is this deed? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, dhikrullah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and make us amongst those who remember Him a lot. Till next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.